You see, the thing is, I think that I'm going into labor. Are you sure you can't find Frank anywhere on the construction site? Well, he got a new fishing magazine, if you check the porta potty. Well, if you find him, please tell him to call home immediately, okay? Thanks.
Hey, girl.
Cody, I need your help. I can't find Frank, and I think I'm having the baby.
The baby? The baby? Now? Oh, my God. Mayday. Baby alert. Whoa.
What's going on? Is Mom going into labor?
Yeah, buddy. Hey, I'll boil the water. You go fetch a midwife.
Cody, calm down. This isn't Little House on the Prairie. We'll get her in the car and we'll get her to the hospital.
Hospital? Yeah, good idea. You're used to handling this kind of stuff. Okay.
Mom, are you okay?
Yes, it wasn't labor. It was just gas.
Gas? Whoa, man. You mean this whole thing's like just one big giant gas bubble? Dude, clear the runway, man. When that sucker goes off, it's gonna be lethal. Oh, man.
Kirk to Enterprise. Come in, Enterprise. Scotty, I need more power. And I need it now.
Captain, I got it. It won't factor eight now. If I give her any more, she'll blow. Ari, aru, ari, aru. Aru.
A cool phone, can I use it?
Hey, wait a minute, son. This is not a toy.
Yeah, right, Captain Kirk.
JT, this phone has one purpose only. It's so if Carol goes into labor, she can reach me wherever I am.
Well, can't they just put a phone in the porta potty for you?
Probably not. It took me 3 months just to get a reading light in there.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I have got great news.
What?
Okay, my friend Kelly is going to Disneyland this summer. And her parents said I could go too if I could come up with $500 for the airfare.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah, so anyway, I need a favor.
No, you can't have $500.
Why not? Don't you love me?
Not $500 worth.
He doesn't even love me enough to let me use the flip phone.
Well, if you need money, why don't you go get a job?
I tried. There aren't any.
Well, what about, I don't know, babysitting?
Oh, great, Dad. $3 an hour. I should make it to Disneyland by the time I'm 80. I'll go in the teacups. My teeth will fly out.
Listen, Al, if you want money, you're going to have to earn it the hard way, just like the rest of us. There's no such thing as easy money.
One last pitch. Oh. How about an advance on my inheritance?
Let's put inheritance. Hell, I'm a construction worker. I got 6 kids and 1 in the oven. We're watering down ketchup as it is. Inheritance, that's so cute.
Man, he is so cheap.
Forget about him, Al. I got a plan that is going to make us a ton of money.
Really? How?
Babysitting.
Attention, moron. You cannot make money babysitting.
Not if you babysit one kid. But what if you go for volume? Okay, 10 kids at $3 an hour times 4 hours, that's a whole lot of money.
Yeah, well, how am I supposed to babysit for 10 kids?
Easy. We'll do it together and split the money. How hard can it be to handle a bunch of kids?
It could work.
Of course it'll work. Okay, Dad and Carol aren't going to be home this Friday. We'll do it. What do you say?
I say I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, buddy.
Karen, we've been shopping for 3 hours. Haven't you found a prom dress that you like yet?
Mom, are you in a hurry or something?
Oh, no. I'm just 8 months pregnant. I've been on my feet since 7 a.m., but you take your time, honey. I'll let you know if my water breaks.
How are we doing over here?
Well, all these are rejects.
Well, it takes some time to find the perfect prom dress.
Yeah, well, took less time to build the Great Wall of China.
What do you think?
Wow.
That's sexy. We may need a jacket.
I don't know. It's a good first impression dress. I can definitely hear the wows. But I don't know if it has any staying power. I mean, what's this dress gonna look like at midnight?
Well, if you don't make up your mind soon, we may find out.
Mother, this prom means a lot to me. My date is a very special guy. I think I can end up marrying him.
Marrying him? I've never even heard you talk about him. What's his name?
Brad.
Brad what?
I don't know. I just met him yesterday.
Oh, yes, sir. Baby hotline. Honey, it's me. Hi. It's you. JT. JT, I told you never to call me on this phone. I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was an emergency. What is it? No, I do not know where the TV remote is. JT, listen to me very carefully. If you call me again, I'll have you killed. Love you.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, God.
Got that mold that you wanted.
Ah, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I sent a couple guys down a lumber run, you know? And I told them that since they'd be cruising right by the hardware store to pick up that PVC pipe we needed.
Hey, Mr. Lambert, you were right. The first floor bathroom was right where he said it was. It was on the first floor.
I've been in construction a lot of years, Dave.
Cool.
Yeah, anyway, Cody, listen, you've been doing such a great job for me that I've decided to make you my foreman.
Foreman? Dude, you messing with my head?
No. I mean it. It'll really help me out, okay? I mean, when the baby comes, I'm going to want to spend more time at home, and that way you can cover for me.
Wow, raging, huh? The code man is the foreman. Dude, yeah, buddy. Yeah, the lead dog, the head honcho, El Burrito Supremo.
Listen, one of your first jobs as foreman is to go over there and tell the new guy, Dave, to speed up his work a little bit, okay? And also tell him to put those nails a little closer together on the casing.
Wow, man. You mean I gotta tell people what to do, Uncle Frank? Doesn't that seem kind of bossy?
Cody, you're the foreman. That means you're the boss.
Well, yeah, I know. But I always thought it kind of just meant you get to drive the big truck. Yeah, rum. Okay, I'll give it a shot. Hey, dude.
Hey.
Hey, Dave, dude. I'm Cody, the new foreman.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, listen, I just want to tell you, you know, you're doing a totally awesome job over here, you know?
Oh, thanks.
But if there's any way you could kind of, like, speed it up a little bit and, like, put those nails just a little bit closer together so, like, the door casing doesn't fall off the wall, you know, that'd be totally cool.
It's easier this way.
Oh, that's cool, too. Man, I don't know if I can keep coming down on guys like this, you know?
Hey, the kids are gonna be here any minute. Any chance you can get off your fat butt and help me?
Oh, what's there to do? We just stick them in front of the TV, stuff them full of candy, and 4 hours later, we're rich.
All right, bring on the bucks.
Stop it. Hello, JT.
Hi, Mrs. Weber. And look at this. It's the lovely Weber children.
Yeah, whatever. I'll pick them up at 10.
Hi, kids.
You're ugly.
Well, aren't you just a precious little thing, huh?
Hey, I'm Al. I'll be sitting with JT.
Hello, Hot Lips. Where have you been all my life? Excuse me? I think you and me could make beautiful music together.
Okay, kids, who wants candy?
I do candy.
Okay, follow me.
I'm He-Man.
Better cut that out, or you'll be She-Man.
Finally, we're alone. Why don't you pour us a drink and we'll get to know each other.
Listen here, you little pervert. I'm in high school and you're still wearing cartoon underpants. So can the hoochie coochie talk, or I'll take you to the vet and have you fixed.
Ooh, you are a feisty one.
Sit down.
Is this JT's babysitting service?
Yeah.
Okay, kids, this is the place. Everybody out of the bus.
Bus?
Church kids, very well behaved. I wouldn't give them any more sugar. Here's their names, phone numbers. Good luck.
Where are you going?
I've been with these kids since dawn. I need a drink.
This is not good.
Oh, oh boy. Whoa, that was close.
Yeah, hello?
Frank, I need your help.
I'm on the way, honey.
No, it's not the baby. I want you to call Peterson's, disguise your voice, and tell them there's a bomb in the prom dress department.
You mean she still hasn't found a prom dress?
Well, hang in there, honey. I mean, the store's gonna close in a few minutes.
Mom, guess what? They're keeping the store open an extra hour so I can find the right dress. Isn't that great?
Carol, are you okay?
Remember, Frank, Peterson's bomb.
All right there, Lambert. No personal phone calls during working hours. You know that. Too tough?
No, Cody. As a matter of fact, sometimes you've got to be tough to get the job done. As a matter of fact, Cody, I think you're going to have to be tougher with the new guy. He hasn't done a thing right all day.
So what do you want me to do? Like, go over there and give him, like, a real disapproving sigh?
No, I want you to go over there and fire him.
Fire him? Oh, dude, I don't know if I could do that. Okay, listen, how about if I give him a sigh and a really gnarly scowl?
Cody, we have a schedule to keep here. We can't afford to correct his mistakes all the time. Now, I want you to get tough, go over there, and fire him.
All right. Heavy is the butt that wears the crown, huh? Hey, Dave. Remember me? El Burrito Supremo, huh?
Yeah, how's it going?
You know, funny you should mention going. You know how sometimes you, like, wake up in the morning and you just don't feel like going to work?
Yeah, I sure do.
All right, from now on, go with that feeling.
Are you saying I'm fired?
Yeah, but I like the way you say it a lot better.
Oh, man, I'm really sorry to hear that. I mean, I don't want to burden you with my problems or anything, but I got 5 kids. You know, 2 of them need braces, and 1 of them needs an operation. And my wife just told me this morning she's expecting twins.
Twins? Oh, dude, sounds like your life's going around the bowl and down the hole. Oh, man. I tell you what, man, why don't you just, like, grab a seat right here, and I'll go see if I can save your job.
Cool, I'll take a break.
Yeah, you. Whoa.
Well, did you fire him?
Nah, Uncle Frank, man, I couldn't give him the old heave-ho. Do you know his kids are sick?
Yeah.
His wife's expecting twins. Dude.
Cody, Dave isn't even married. He just told you that sob story so he could keep his job.
You mean he lied to me?
Yes, he lied to
me. Whoa. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You slung me the bullet, now you're fired.
You saying I'm fired again?
That's right. But this time, I mean it. You're fired. Hit the bricks. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Dude. Boy, I know he deserved it, man, but that's got to be the toughest thing I ever did. Oh, man, I feel terrible.
Well, Cody, you shouldn't. I mean, you did what needed to be done.
Really?
Yep.
You feel okay about it?
You bet.
Good. Is Dave stealing your truck?
Cody! Good job!
Should we help him?
Well, it would be the noble thing to do.
Nah. Frank, your genius children have done it again.
Grace! You and you in the kitchen now. Give me that. All right. Just let me help you, okay? You just go in there with the rest of them, all right? Okay. Start talking.
Well, I know how much Al wanted to go to Disneyland, so, being the loving brother that I am, I suggested we start a babysitting service.
Well, whatever gave you the idea that you could use my house as a daycare center?
We didn't think you'd find out. You said you weren't going to be home until midnight. Which brings up a very interesting point. You lied to us. Is that the kind of father you want to be? A liar? It'd be a good time for me to shut up?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Look, Dad, I'm real sorry about all this. I guess I just really wanted to go on that vacation with my friend, and I got desperate.
Look, Al, I know you were in a big hurry to buy that airplane ticket. But I told you, there is no such thing as easy money.
I guess all the money we made tonight's gonna go towards the damages, huh?
Yeah, I'd say so. Now, I want you two to clean this kitchen now. I'm gonna go phone the parents of those kids.
Man, I'm never gonna get to go to California with my friend.
Not necessarily. Al, I have got an idea that is gonna make us a ton of money. Check it out. We import and distribute exotic reptiles.
You're an idiot.
No, it's gonna work. Check this out. We'll hitchhike to Mexico, wear really baggy pants, we'll stuff like snakes and lizards down our pants. What can go wrong with that?